Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960. We're keeping it local with High Desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking.
Happy New Year, Roxanne.
Happy New Year, Regina. Welcome back to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, our first new show of 2026.
I know, and this is our third year.
Yes.
Can you believe it?
I cannot believe it. It's been so much fun, and a big thank you for your support. And be tuning into our website, talk960.com. We will be updating new shows, and you can still catch some of our old shows from last year. But it's been an incredible journey.
It has been.
My partner in crime right here. Thank you, Regina.
Oh, my God. I'm excited. I'm excited about a new year. I'm excited about the opportunity we have to do even a deeper dive. You know, last year we kind of started to do a deeper dive into some topics and subjects that we thought would be of interest to community.
Mm-hmm.
And those things went over really, really well. And we're promising to do more of the same this year, right?
Yeah, we're looking forward to some new guests, returning guests who have become friends of the show. So we're really looking forward to even, like you said, Regina, diving into more of just a conversation, a basic conversation, but even more.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, I want to thank everybody out there who is listening and has supported us over the past 3 years. We greatly appreciate you, and we encourage you to continue to stay on this journey with us and to tell others about it. The more the merrier, right?
Yeah, and if you've maybe just moved into the High Desert or know of a new organization helping the community, different resources, be sure to let us know, too, so that we can have them part of the conversation.
Absolutely. And you know, Roxanne, along the way over these past 3 years, we've made some really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular guest that we have here today, she is somebody who has just quickly become a pillar in our community.
And she's become a favorite of the show.
She has been. Yes, yes. And so we want to welcome Dr. Terry Walker, who is the superintendent of Atalanta Elementary School District. So happy New Year
and welcome back to Conversations with
Regina and Roxanne. It is always wonderful to have you with us.
Well, I'm just as excited as the two of you are when I was told that I had another opportunity. And then hearing today that I'm the first guest for the new year.
Yes.
Really. Ooh,
you're setting
is,
the pace.
And a complete honor. And I'm very grateful for an opportunity to come back. I can share some exciting things that continue to happen in Atalanta Elementary School District.
Yes. And so, Dr. Walker, we hear that there are some really amazing and wonderful things that are taking place within your district. And so we wanted to have you come and share what that looks like. What are some of those things that are going on? And maybe even tell us how we as community or definitely as families and individuals who may have students that are in your district, how we can get involved and best support.
Also, too, has school started already for this new year?
Oh,
has
yeah.
returned?
We came back on Monday.
Okay.
Never a break. A little break.
I bet those kiddos weren't all that happy.
Yeah.
I bet the parents were doing a little dance, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the parents were kind of happy about that.
Yeah, so tell us, what are some of the great things that are happening in your district?
So as we started the year with our focus around Thrive 2030, where we developed a strategic plan at the end of last year that I appreciate the board approving, that a plan for the next 5 years where we're able to really look at ensuring that students are engaged in instruction. We're focusing on their feeling as though they belong.
Mm.
And that's not only the students, but that's also the adults as well.
Right.
That they feel as though they belong. We're also wanting to make sure that we're partnering with the community so that our students have an opportunity to see what are the potential career options for them as they go to high school and beyond.
Hugely important.
Really. And then lastly, I would say focusing on providing the professional development to the adults so that it's not one size fits all, but it's based upon where they are and what they need, and specifically focusing in on project-based learning so that when we talk about students being engaged, finding instructional strategies that engage them, and project-based learning is one of those avenues for students to engage in a different way.
Okay, and so now, just so I have that, right, because it's been a long time since I had a child in the school system, but so I have that right, does that all that you've just mentioned and talk about fall under that umbrella of the Thrive 230, is it?
Thrive 2030, yes.
2030,
yes.
Got it. Okay.
It falls all under the umbrella of Thrive 2030.
Okay.
Because that, within the next 5 years, those are some things we'd like to see accomplished, to see our district move forward, grow academically, social, emotionally, and really become one of the cutting edge school districts in the High Desert and beyond.
Dr. Right. Walker, too, for our listeners, can you name the schools in your school district?
Wow. Okay.
Or
now
how many? Make it shorter.
There's 14 schools.
14. Okay.
All right. I'm going to start off with Braddock.
Okay.
We have Adelanto Elementary. We have West Creek. We have Westside Park Elementary. We also have our very own George Performing Arts.
Uh-huh.
We have Gus Franklin.
Yes.
We also have... as we move forward into, I mentioned Victoria McGathan, and we also have our Morgan Kincaid.
Mm-hmm.
Theodore Vick is another school within the district. And then as we look at our K-8 schools and our middle schools, my brain just froze for a second.
That's okay.
There.
You already got an A from me.
No. Yeah.
I mean, you started to name them alphabetically. I mean,
for
you
those
know, we got to give you
yeah.
credit for that.
Yes.
But basically, there are like 14 schools.
There's 14 schools.
That's
and
amazing.
El Mirage and
uh-huh.
I said George Visual and Performing Arts.
Uh-huh.
We also have our middle schools, which are Mesa Linda Middle School, and we have Columbia Middle School. And I don't want to leave out Melva Davis, our Academy of Excellence.
Who
this
I
is
love.
Great. So
love
all of these schools are involved
Davis,
in Thrive
yes.
2030.
Yes, yes, you just put me on. You gave me a test. And
I'm sorry.
I think I got at least a B.
No,
it's amazing that
you started out with, like
right.
I said, an alphabetical
and you're part of all of these schools yes. here, and those for who are maybe moving into Adelanto, that there's so many schools to choose from right here in the Adelanto Elementary
yes,
School District.
And,
yes.
And they're diverse schools, right?
Right?
So you have schools that are STEM focused. We have mm-hmm. schools that are focused on the arts. There's a great diverse
yes.
population of schools.
Yeah.
In addition to that, really honing in on our AVID program and ensuring that our students are college ready when they get to high school.
Right. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the fact that you've been here now. We're going into your second year.
This is my second year.
This is your second year.
Yes.
And so I know that we've talked kind of offline,
mm-hmm.
But there's a framework for the future, which is your five-year plan.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Can you talk to us a little bit about that, what that looks like?
So, and I think I started with sharing some of the pillars of the framework, which are really focusing on instruction, the wellness, well-being of our staff and students. But it also is inclusive of us really supporting and highlighting and recognizing our teachers,
mm.
right, and our parents, as well as our administrators. So this year, we're really focusing in on finding ways to have our teacher of the year, our classified of the year, as well as manager of the year, so that we are recognizing all the hard work that's happening throughout the year at all of our schools.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm always kind of, especially around education, reverting back to the impact that COVID had on us, because I still think that we're not totally fully aware of the impact that it had on us, not only on our student population, but also on our teachers, on
yes.
our administrators, and on our educators,
if
right?
You, yeah, and if you think about it, this year, 2026, will be 6 years since
yes.
The pandemic as
yes.
well.
Yes, mm-hmm. And so, you know, for I love the fact that you're wanting to put intentional focus on the teachers yes. and those who are in the classrooms and those who are making sure, that our students are having the best possible opportunities. And I think that's hugely important, and I think sometimes we forget that, and I know there's, depending on who you talk to and where they are, that they're at that point in life, sometimes it's easy to point fingers and say, teachers are not as committed as they used to be, but teachers, they have a lot to deal with.
Yes.
They actually do. And so I think to be able to put a focus, a light on who's in that classroom day after day after day, trying to make sure that they're helping our kids mm-hmm. to find their best self and their loves, their interests, their purposes,
right?
Is hugely important. And you know what, Roxanne, it reminds me that El Dorado, for many years, there was a program that we supported along with some community partners.
Yes, I remember. It was called Teachers Are Heroes.
Yes.
And we used to award a teacher for their commendable work every month from different schools all around the High Desert. Victor Valley College was involved, and like you said, too, other sponsors as well. But it was a great program, again, highlighting the tremendous work that our teachers do in the district. So hopefully we can bring that back.
Maybe we can bring that back to kind of what you were talking about, too, Dr. Walker.
That sounds good, and I think we're taping this, right?
Yes.
So it has to be for sure. But yeah, I think that ties into what you said to Dr. Walker too. So hopefully we can bring that back. Stay tuned for more details about that.
I know it sounds like a great idea, and it's the beginning of the year, so there's no reason why we couldn't at least work it out.
We can do something similar to that, if not exactly Teachers Are Heroes.
Try to work
like
it out
that.
For this year.
I love it.
Dr. Walker, I want to also ask you, because as we're talking about, teachers showing up and administrators and just all the faculty and staff that has to show up in order for our students to have a wonderful learning experience. Attendance is huge, right?
Oh, my gosh, mm-hmm. yes. And thank you for even mentioning that, because we have a campaign this year, Strive for 95, and ensuring that we reach 95% of students coming. Of course, we always want 100%.
Right.
But if we can reach that target of 95, what an impact that makes, not only on the schools, but the homes as well. Because if the kids are at school, they're learning.
Yes.
They're thriving.
Yes.
And they're able to move on to that next grade successfully.
Right.
And so it's
And that's
really
hugely important.
Important.
And again, mm-hmm. Me going back to COVID, the impact that COVID had on students' attendance,
mm-hmm.
Even the loss of the student population
right.
that we had. And so to your point, Roxanne, 6 years in now, how are we looking?
Right.
And you're striving to have at least 95% attendance. And
yes.
I would venture to say that's probably more than what we've had over the past 4 to 5 years,
yes.
at least. Yeah.
It definitely is.
So and great. So what does that campaign kind of look like? Are there incentives and awards?
Yeah.
And what does that look like?
And how can the parents be involved in that too?
A variety of things. So one of the things we did, especially in the month of September, because it was like attendance month, we recognized schools once a month that actually had 95% and above. And we went out to the schools, and my cabinet and I, as well as some of the directors, went out to the schools and brought all kinds of noisemakers so that they could feel the excitement of this is something that they did and we want to acknowledge. So we gave them certificates. We gave them swag bags.
Nice.
Yeah, in the swag bag was a cap, a water bottle. There was a journal. We tried to really provide things that would be useful for them when they went on their field trips so that they could take some notes on and just really be able to enjoy those experiences. And so, but those are the things that we're doing at the district office, but each of the schools are doing things.
Right.
They put notes on the door. They get stars on the door for if they have 100% attendance.
They still love doing that, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They're still doing that, and it's great. They have pizza parties, or some not pizza. They go healthier where it's a nice a veggie.
Veggie platter.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's a veggie party. I remember going to one of them and it was super fun. Yeah.
Really good. Yeah. Huh? And then, of course, they get permission to be loud if their school is chosen and they've got the 95% or more, they then permission to be loud and make noise, right?
And it's an incentive to keep doing it every month.
That would be my incentive.
Month. Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That would be mine.
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, when I met with my team the other day was really keeping the focus on that campaign so that, you know, we're moving into January. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, how things start out really high and then they kind of
level off.
Yeah. And you know what? We got to pump it back up again.
Yeah.
So really looking at some other incentives that we could bring out to engage our students to, you know, for parents to bring their kids to school.
And, you know, Dr. Walker, education has changed over the years and the way in which we support our students as from the parent perspective as well as grandparents or just community involvement, right?
Mm-hmm.
It really is a team effort.
It is.
Right? And it takes all of us. So it takes not only, most importantly, the students to show up and for the students to show up prepared and ready to learn, right?
Yes.
But it takes all of us in terms of whether it's, you know, business leaders who are looking at these students as their investment in the future, right? Support groups, right? To meet some of the needs that are realistic needs, you know, because our kids are dealing with a lot of challenges that we didn't necessarily have to deal with. Our challenges may have been different, but they were not necessarily what they're having to deal with. And so where I'm going with this is there seems to be a place for all of us and community to be somewhat engaged in what is happening within our school districts.
Right.
And so I know that you have always had kind of an open door policy and welcoming community in. That was one of the things that when you first came here to the area, that you made sure you went out. You weren't waiting on people to come to you. You went out and met us in community where we are and invited us to become engaged with you.
Yes.
And to support those students and families that are part of the Adelanto Elementary School District. And so part of that is also being involved from all of those things that are policy driven, right? And you guys have board meetings that meet regularly. When do those meetings take place, and are those meetings open to the public, and is the community welcome to come in? And not so much because we're not looking to necessarily be disruptive or, you know, or looking because things are not going right, but really more from a vantage point of being aware, right? Because we want to be aware and well informed, because that's when we can come in and do some of our best work, is when we're aware and well informed. And so when do those meetings take place, and how can community be a part of that?
So thank you for that question. We have board meetings every second and fourth Tuesday, unless it's a holiday or something, but they're normally on Tuesdays, and they're starting at 5:30. And there are a few ways that they could engage. They can come to the board meeting at the boardroom at the district office, or they can engage on YouTube. That's another way.
Okay.
And then if they want to share or make comment, then they can come on virtually, and they will have 3 minutes to say, to make comments about either items on the agenda or just universal general comments section.
Okay.
And so that's one way. There's another way that they could also engage, and that is through participating in our parent advisory groups. So we have our African-American parent group. We have our Hispanic, our English learner parent group. We have our just a district advisory group that we would love to engage our families in. As a matter of fact, in December, I had a joint meeting where I had the African-American, our English learner parent group, and our district parent group come together.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
We had a joint meeting, and it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
There were no seats left in the room, and it was super engaging. And looking forward to the goal is that every November we have a joint meeting so that we come together and break bread, and as well as take on some new nuggets on how we can support one another.
Yeah.
Because the quick big question is, how are the children?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are we doing for them?
Right.
You know, are we making the strides that we need to make in order to move them forward?
Right.
And so that they can be successful adults.
And what a great way to bring all of those voices to the table.
Yes.
Right. And validate that they can be heard.
Yes.
Right. In the best interest of our kids.
Yes.
Right? So kudos to you for that.
Thank you.
Well, Dr. Walker, we want to thank you for your time today, for coming to give us this update. It sounds like things are definitely bright. It's a bright future for all of the students and those involved.
Yes.
At Atalanta Elementary School District. We'll definitely look to have you back to share with us how things are going. And
yes.
Once again, how we as community can stand behind and mm-hmm. support, because that support is supporting our students.
Yes.
Right? And they're our greatest investment.
Definitely.
We just have to be honest about that. So before we let you go, is there anything else that you want to share? Is there
a New Year message for the community,
yeah,
Dr.
community
Walker?
That you'd like to share?
You know, for me, it's really about us coming together to support the students that we serve. And I invite the community. You know, we have a lot of businesses that are there in Adelanto and the surrounding community that we can partner with,
mm-hmm.
so that our students can begin to see the potential careers that they may even consider getting into.
Absolutely.
And so we have our guiding coalition that happens once a month that you're welcome to join us and at least hear the things that are happening, give input into things that are happening in our district, and just engage, right? And if you don't have time for a whole full day meeting,
right.
you're welcome to schedule a meeting with me so we can talk about those things that are happening in our district and the ways that we can partner up, you know, and families, you know, we're here to support you in every way.
And I'm so glad you said that, because before we actually let you go, is there a way that they can reach out to contact you? Is there a website? Is there a
directly?
Phone number? Mm. How can they do that?
Yeah, definitely. So our website, AESD.net, and then you will find all of our phone numbers there.
Great.
And you can see the superintendent. It'll have my contact information. So please do not hesitate to come visit, to give me a call. We're here.
Thank you. Awesome. And thank you for being our first New Year's guest. It's been wonderful. And again, we look forward to mm-hmm. seeing you later on in the year.
Yes. Happy
you.
New Year to you, Dr. Walker.
Thank you. And happy new to you all and to our community.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks again for being a part of the conversation. Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We'll talk to you next weekend.